Hey there, everyone. Hi, it's Donna Fox with Ask the Akasha. Welcome to this wonderful, wonderful Sunday. It's a beautiful day here in Cleveland, Ohio, a little warm, but peaceful and a little rainy, but it's wonderful. I want to just share with you how thankful I am and grateful I am that you are all listening in. I really am looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to you calling in so we can have a great discussion tonight. If you're listening in, I'm going to assume that you're on the website for bbsradio.com. And I'm going to assume that you have the numbers, but I will get those numbers for you in just a minute. I wanted to also tell you that if you'd like more information about what I do with the Akashic Records, you can certainly go to my website, which is akashicwisdom.com. I want to also share with you that I'm going to be in Seattle. Very exciting. Going to be in Seattle. I'm going to be doing consultations as in face-to-face consultations, as well as I'm going to be offering a level one Akashic Records workshop. Now, for your information, it was supposed to be on the weekend of the 9th and 10th of June. Due to some very interesting events, I have actually rescheduled that, and the actual workshop will be in the evening during the week. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call. It's going to be in central Seattle, and because of the location and time change, there's also a price change, so you're going to take advantage of this. The price of the workshop is only $252. It's normally $378, so that's a great savings, and we're going to be in central Seattle, and the dates of the workshop are going to be June 6th and 7th, all right, and it will be in the evening from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. on both days, and both days are required. So if this is of interest to you, please give me a call. You are going to learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records. You're going to learn how to use them in every area of your life, from expanding your creativity to moving into solutions as far as insight into what's blocking you from being all that you can be. You can use the Akashic Records in any type of work that you have, because what I do is I teach you how to access your book of life. We access through a holy prayer, and the prayer is a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information available. So if you're called in any way, shape, or form to the Akasha, if you want to receive an email from me about what is entailed or what is possible for this workshop, or what you're going to learn, or how you can use it in your life. If you want some real hands-on practical applications of what it can do for you, I encourage you to do a couple things. Number one, you can email me. You can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com. You can email me also at donna at akashicwisdom.com. You can call me at 216-691-1233. Or you can actually call me tonight and we can talk. The toll-free number here for you to call anywhere from the United States is 877-270-8714. Or if you're in Canada, 888-861-3519. Or if you're also in the U.S. and you don't care about long distance, great, give us a call. We have two different numbers for that. Number one, and if you're out of the country, you can call 01-530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. Skype is BBS Radio, and Paltalk is BBSRadio_com. So, those are the numbers, and that's how to get a hold of me, and I would love to just share with you all that I have to tell you about the workshop. If you're at all curious about how a personal consultation can benefit you, please give me a call. Again, I'm going to be available during the day on Tuesday and no, excuse me, on Wednesday and Thursday for personal consultations. So if this is of interest to you, please give me a call. And I can tell you all about the workshop and where I'm going to be staying and et cetera. Okay, so let's talk a little bit tonight about the Akashic Records and helping you get insight into blocks that are no longer serving you. We had a person call in a while ago regarding how they can learn to not only love themselves, but how they can move forward on their path. It was a situation where they were actually carrying a lot of anger within them, and they wanted to be able to feel more joy. And so if that's someone, if you're out there and you have those kinds of questions, please listen closely. The Akashic Records are very clear on working with human beings and helping us understand what our agenda is. Why do we come to this planet, and how can we make our journey here, our time here, the most comfortable? How can we feel more comfortable in our skin? And so when we hold anger or when we hold resentment, we have to look at how that emotion is serving us. Now, I know that many people will say, well, how could it possibly serve me? It doesn't serve me. Being angry doesn't serve me at all. Of course it doesn't, but it keeps you in a place where you don't have to expand. Anger is a situation or an emotion that is important to humans, but it's also an emotion that can be constrictive even more than we realize. And we can find that the anger that we carry is so insidious, it's so hidden, we don't really know we're even actually carrying it until we really look at the way we treat ourselves. Now, I'd like you just to take a moment and think about how you actually treat yourself. What do you do for you that makes you feel good about you? What do you do for yourself that makes you feel appreciated by you? Or what does that even feel like? And sometimes we are so driven, we're so focused on getting our pleasure or our peace, if you will, from outside of ourselves, that it is impossible for us to even connect with the fact that we may be walking around with anger within us. Sometimes we'll label the anger sadness, or sometimes we'll label the anger frustration. Sometimes we'll label the anger feeling disconnected. And so there are things that we carry within us that we are sometimes afraid or ashamed to look at. And anger can be one of those things. One of the things that people or humans walk around being angry about that they're not even realizing, they don't have a reference point, is their actual feelings of anger at God. And for many, many people, being angry at God or angry at the divine is something that they could never admit because they feel so ashamed or afraid or that could even be possible. They don't even want to admit that to themselves, that they are actually angry at God. And when a person is angry at God, it makes a person feel very, very disconnected, very feeling of, let me get this word right, the feeling of being helpless. And many times the anger at God comes from praying for something a person so deeply wants and not getting it, or praying for relief of a disease or an ailment or a physical challenge and not getting it, or praying for the healing of someone they deeply love and not getting it, and or praying as a child for relief from an abusive situation and it not stopping. And so the anger that a person carries is translates into hopelessness because they feel they've prayed to God and God didn't answer their prayers. And even though they want so deeply to love God and they want so deeply to feel connected to the divine and connected to spirit, their innate anger creates a situation where it's almost like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So here is some feedback from the Akasha on that situation. Things to look for if you feel like you may be angry at God would be, again, the feeling of helplessness, feeling like you're disconnected, feeling that you can't meditate, that you want to meditate, but you can't meditate somehow, you can't calm yourself long enough, feeling that nothing's working for you, feeling stuck, that you can't move forward, that something is blocking your progress and you're not sure what that thing is, wanting to expand your own psychic abilities and feeling blocked that you can't do that, or your healing abilities. These are all indications that there may be some underlying feelings of anger at God. Or another one is wanting so deeply to be prosperous. And for whatever, no matter what you try, it doesn't succeed. All these different pieces and situations can point to an anger at God, not from a point of view that God is punishing you. It's so important. It's just so important that you all know that God does not punish. I don't care what you grew up with. The truth is, it's not about God punishing anyone. God holds the possibility and the energy of total love and divine acceptance. It is we as humans who move into the feeling of disconnection based on the way we remember being taught as children about who God is. But it's so important that you know and that you really integrate within you that there is nothing you could ever do, nothing you have ever done in any lifetime that could ever separate you or disconnect you from God, including the most abhorrent beings on the planet. They are still a part of God. Now, I know that sounds or feels hard to understand. It is. It's hard to understand how could that be. How could it be? How could God create a being that would be so cruel? And we have to realize that everyone on the planet has a job and has a contract and has an experience that they want to experience. And so it's very important to understand that we as humans created a curriculum of experience. And some of us created the curriculum to be the person or the being that received the injustice, and others have contracted to be the ones that administer the injustice. So the records have said about forgiveness, and I think you've heard me say this before, is that there are no victims and there are no perpetrators. There are only observations and experiences. And so as we observe and as we experience, we then put those experiences within our beings, if you will, our thought process, the memory banks is the word I was looking for, memory banks. And we move forward from a conditioning response of our past in this consciousness. And when we can't get our way, or when we can't get what we want, we then go ahead and blame God. What it would be important for us to do is to begin to really get clear about the way we feel that we have let ourselves down. That's a point of honesty that we really, that can be quite poignant. So, but it's also forgivable. This is not earth-shakingly awful. It's a human trait that we come in with various different agendas, and some we complete and some we don't. So up to this point, it would be very important for you to make a list of the way that, and here's the way that you feel. Let's take it across the board. Let's take and have you make a list of the way that you feel God has let you down. And then make a list of the way you feel you have let God down. And then move into another list of the way you feel you have let yourself down. And from that list, there are things that are past and over with, and there's nothing you can do about them. And so you have to give yourself permission to let it go. Carrying around that bag of rocks of what was is no longer serving you. So take those bag of rocks, learn what you need to learn, and set them by the side of the road and move on. Now, on that list of the way that you feel that you have let God down, or the way that you feel that you have let yourself down, take a good, long, strong look at that. And make some choices around what you would like to do differently. It's not about completing the whole list. It's about taking one thing at a time and moving in to that space of commitment to yourself. What would you like to do that would change your life, or that would help you move into changing your life today? What would it be? What would you like to move into to change your life? And if there's anyone out there that wants to call and discuss this, I would love to talk to you about that. So how could you, what on your list of things to do, if you will, could you choose that would literally shift the way you thought about yourself, even for a moment today? So take your list, of ways you feel that you have been let down, and the way and the list of how you feel you have let yourself down, and see how you can move into making other choices. One of the choices that would help you to move into really expanding your horizons and really expanding your own acceptance of self would be to take a look around at your life and note the different pockets of shame that are there. Not from a place of beating yourself up, but from a place of really looking at what can and what is possible for you to shift. With the picture that I'm being shown is the job jar that you possibly have in your, you know, for chores around the house. And so instead of having a chore job jar, but it's hard to say, you have a personal goal jar or an energy shift jar that moves you into doing something that feels good about you. So today or tomorrow, go to the store and buy a cookie jar, a sweet little cookie jar. And why a cookie jar? Because when you put these pieces of paper in there and you pull them out, you're going to feel sweeter than you did before. So the cookie jar will contain all the different aspects that you would like to work on shifting. And write them all down on little slips of paper. Put them all in the cookie jar. And then when you're ready, pull one out. And that's what you're going to work on for the day, the week, the month. You choose. You choose how long you want to work on that. The recommendation is that you work on it until you feel complete with it, or to a level of completeness that feels freeing enough to move on to another aspect of clearing. What's interesting is when you begin clearing in one area, it affects all the different areas in your life. And so that's an important piece to look at. This will go a long way to help you feel good about you. Help you move closer to working with your own higher self. Because the more that you work with your higher self, or the more you feel good about you, the more you learn to trust you. And the more you learn to trust you, the more you can go deeper into guidance. We have a question. Someone has emailed me a question. And that's Nancy Sue. Thank you, Nancy Sue. It's great to hear from you again. Nancy Sue is a very special friend from Seattle. I'm looking forward to meeting her when I'm there in Seattle. We're going to she's going to be a part of our level one. So we're very, very happy that you're going to be there. And her question is, what can we do to learn to trust ourselves or to hear our own guidance? And this is an excellent, excellent question, Nancy Sue. Thank you so much. First thing I would like to share with you is about the way we hear guidance. I want to just kind of clear some things up. First of all, there are many people that assume that when they hear their guidance, it's going to come in a different voice. That it's going to come like a real big booming voice. Hello, this is the voice of your guidance. It's not going to sound like that. Or a different voice. Some people do hear different voices, but some people don't. Some people hear the guidance, and it's the content of the guidance that makes it so valuable. So what you want to do is you want to truly take a look at your thoughts that seem to be thoughts that are bigger than yourself. So, for example, if you're being quiet and you're deciding you want to move into a very special place of solitude, and you're ready and willing to be guided, what the recommendation is that you allow yourself the freedom to think about whatever it is you'd like to think about. Just ask a question out to the universe. Go into your special place of sanctity or of sacredness, and allow whatever thoughts to come around that subject, and write them down. Write all the things down that occur to you around that question, and don't edit them. Don't edit the information. Don't edit anything when it comes to right or wrong. True guidance is never critical. True guidance would never say, you better, you should, you didn't, what's wrong with you? True guidance will not criticize you. True guidance will only speak to you in a loving way. Because true guidance is your spirit guides, your angelic guides, your master guides. And these wonderful beings of light are just that, beings of light. And so they will never chastise you, because their job is to support and guide you, not to make you feel bad, but to help you understand what it feels like to feel good. One of the things that we teach in the Level 1 Akashic Records workshop is for people to actually, once they learn how to access their own Akashic Records, they're actually taught how to ask the question, show me what it would feel like if I were to. So, for example, let's say a person has some challenges around feeling joy or happiness or feeling prosperous. You can open your own personal Akashic Records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, show me what it would feel like to feel happy. Show me what it would feel like to feel peaceful. Show me what it would feel like to feel prosperous. Show me what it would feel like to work in my right livelihood. And naturally, you wouldn't just rattle off those questions one after another when you had your records open, because you'd want to wait for a moment and savor what it felt like. So you get a real good sense of what these sensations feel like. Now, in an Akashic Records workshop, one of the things, well, there's many things that we do. We actually teach you how to move into your own creativity. So, for example, if you were a parent, let's say, and you want to understand more about what you could do for your child, how you could best parent, you could actually open your own personal Akashic Records and ask what your child needs from you, how you could best work with them. So, for example, another way would be healers and doctors and nurses. They could open their own Akashic Records and ask how they could best serve their clients or expand their own personal healing or transformational energy. Actors, for example, can open their own personal Akashic Records and go deeper into the character to feel and hear the underlying essence of what the writer has intended. Writers, for example, they can open their Akashic records to break writer's block, to expand their storyline and their characters or their research. They can, a writer can actually open up their own Akashic records and ask to be shown how to best research the subject they're working on. And they'll expand their ideas. Artists, for example, can open their own Akashic records to consciously partner with the divine to paint or sculpt or draw. Or if you're an architect, you could open your own Akashic records to design or create. Computer programmers, for example, can open up their Akashic records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones how they can best design a program that they're working on. Because, you see, the Akashic Record Keepers work with your own conscious knowledge that you already have and expand your information based on what you are willing to receive. So if you are a computer program or a math whiz or a scientist or a researcher of any kind, you already know certain things, but there are things that you may have forgotten or overlooked, but they're still in the ethers and the energy around you. So by learning how to open your own personal Akashic records, you're able to access that information that you have literally forgotten about or that you haven't even learned yet. Mary Parker, the founder of Akashic Records Consultants and Akashic Record Consultants International, tells a story about how she passed an art exam by opening the Akashic Records and asking to be shown how various masters painted, and so she painted in style. It's a fascinating story. In fact, I do want to make a comment here that we are also sponsored by Akashic Record Consultants International. Their website is arc-akashicrecords.org. Great, they're a great organization. I am certified as an Akashic Record teacher through them, as well as an Akashic Record consultant. And you can find teachers in your area, as well as a list of the different classes, by going up online in their website. But getting back to why a person would want to take an Akashic Records Level 1 class, teachers, for example, speaking of teachers here, teachers can open their own personal Akashic Records and create a curriculum or workshops to better serve their students. They can open up their Akashic Records to actually ask the records what would be the best language, I'm not talking about English or Spanish, but how to phrase things so kids, for example, could really hear what they're saying. Business owners, for example, can learn how to work with their Akashic Records and to create better business, a more spirit-based business, how to create new products and design new products. How they can lead their employees with their heart. They can ask how their employees best work with their employees. Business owners can ask how they can actually create marketing plan with the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records have very practical uses to them. Very practical. In fact, because you can work so easily with the Akashic Records in every area of your life, that's one thing that I offer is life coaching. In other words, like a person could call for a consultation, and that's maybe a one-time thing or a once-a-year type of a situation or twice-a-year situation, or a person can actually contract for a series of consultations from a life coaching point of view. Or a business coaching point of view. So I have clients that are working on their life. Remember, we were talking about the cookie jar with all the different things that you put down that you want to work on, so that they actually work with those different items, and I sell, I have actual curriculum, I have a actual program. We have a 5-consultation program, a 5-hour program, we have a 10-hour program, and a 20-hour program. And what happens is a person contracts for that number of 1-hour consultations, or that, and when we work through having them, work on their life or their business with actual goals and curriculums. And so it's something that people choose to do. It kind of keeps them on track. It helps them on a regular basis to eliminate blocks. And I'm sure the question is, well, why would I want to do that if I could take a workshop and do my own? Actually, there are people who do both. They actually take the workshop so they can work on their own stuff, and they do the life coaching as an ancillary type of a support system that helps them work on things that they need another opinion on, or sometimes if something is too close and they can't see it, they can't move out of the way enough, they can use that type of a coaching program for that. Or they use the coaching program for a way to actually move into the blocks, so that a person can then take that information and move into their own work from an even deeper point of view. I'm actually working with a group of women that are called the Million Dollar Divas. These are a group of women who want to expand their prosperity. And so they're working with various technologies, if you will, various modalities. But before they can move through their own modalities and expand their prosperity, the core issue needs to be created, or not created, but identified. And so what I'm going to be doing is working with each one from the group, helping each one of those folks, those ladies, identify their core issue of what's blocking their prosperity, so that they can then move into creating a new type of money, quote unquote, blueprint for themselves that will help unlock the rest of the work. And then there's another team of gals that are creating a Change Your Mind, Change Your Life tape. And so we are working together to help move into a deeper consciousness, a deeper knowing from using the Akashic Records. So working with your own personal Akashic Records can be it's a lifetime tool that, number one, never bores you, and number two, has uses that you haven't even dreamed of. So if you're out there and you would like to ask any more questions about this, I would love to talk to you and help you understand more about the Akashic Records, more about the workshop. By the way, the workshop that's coming up is going to be in Seattle. It's going to be in central Seattle, and it is going to be on June 6th and 7th in the evening, at 5 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to go from 5 o'clock till 9 or whenever we're done. And we are going to explore actually opening our own Akashic Records. I'm going to teach people how to actually do it consciously. And the reason why you want to do it consciously is so that you can actually create a dialogue between the masters, teachers, and loved ones and you. And so that you can ask a question and wait for the answer, and they will actually, it comes to you as if it's your own thoughts. It's like what I was telling you before about the guidance. It's not a special voice necessarily. It's a thought stream. It's a sentence. It's a word. It's an expansion. It's a feeling. It's about being in and with, around, and in the midst of divine love. That's the best way to explain it. It's the divine universal energy of knowledge. And it's just picking out what you want to know about your life and how you can better move through your life, how you can better move within your life. There are many people who call and talk to me about why they why they chose to incarnate with the birth parents they chose. So they want to know, why did I choose these parents, my parents of origin, or why did I choose the last four ex-husbands, or why do I am I in the pattern of going from job to job, or why can't I move forward? What stops me from being the true healer I know I am? How can I release the block that I have to understanding my true purpose? You see, we all know our true purpose. It's a big question. What is my purpose? And even though I don't necessarily cover that on the air, because it would be kind of boring for everyone else, if everyone called in and said, what's my purpose? You guys would get bored real quick with that. But one of the things that's important to understand is that within our own being, in the depths of our soul and our heart, we truly know what our purpose is. And the clue to what your purpose is what brings you the most joy. What brings you the most joy? So think about that. Just for a moment, what brings you the most joy? Just take that for a moment. And that is your purpose. Whatever brings you the greatest joy is your purpose. I have a CD that is out. It's called The Wisdom Place. And The Wisdom Place was inspired by a painting from a woman that gave me a beautiful painting of a beautiful gazebo. And the Wisdom Place CD has an actual couple of meditations on how to meet your guidance, how to actually contact them on a daily basis to help you create your day. And if you have interest in that, please call me or email me. I'm happy to send you some information on that. But whatever way you look to find your joy, look at it from within you, not what someone else tells you should be doing. The days of being told what you should do by someone else, like a healer or a psychic, are over. You want to learn how to access your own information so that you understand what your next steps are. It's not for anyone to tell you. And the Akashic Records will never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. And then you choose what you want. They will never tell you what to do because they're an empowering piece of energy. I have another question here. And the question is, what does it take to be a teacher of the Akashic Records? Well, that's a very interesting question. First of all, the comment is, there are no teachers on the West Coast. And would the record suggest to you if this is something that was on your path? Yes, very definitely. The way I became a teacher is, well, let's talk about what it takes to be a teacher now. Right now, in order to be a teacher, or a certified teacher of the Akasha through Akashic Record Consultants International, you're required to take all classes at least twice. Which is level 1, level 2, and level 3. You're also asked to be a certified consultant for a year doing consultations with others. and to attend classes with other teachers, so that you may see how they teach, and you may see how a class is formed, and what happens with a class, the different nuances of creating the energy within the class, or working with the Akashic Records, as far as the masters, teachers, and loved ones. From an organizational point of view, the Akashic Record Consultants International, we make a commitment that we don't do anything within that is associated with the records without working with the masters, teachers, and loved ones. We are not ruled necessarily by humans, although the organization has a board and we have a president, and I'm on that board. But what's important to know is that organization, we do everything from a board perspective based on what the record keepers tell us to do or suggest that we do or give us insight in doing. And so the actual path to become an Akashic Records teacher is one after you've worked with the energy for a year, you pretty much know, or you ask, or it's brought to your attention by the record keepers that it's time for you to move into training to become a teacher. So it becomes quite organic as a way of doing things. It's always important, in other words, like level one teaches you how to access your own Akashic Records. Level two teaches you how to access not only to access the records of other people with their permission so that you can then move into being a consultant. It also teaches you, as the way I teach it anyway, is level two teaches you how to access the records of the land and animals. And so if you travel to sacred sites and you want to understand what your connection is with that sacred site, and you know how to access the records of the land, and with the permission of the land, which is something you learn in the workshop, you can open up the records of the land and ask for the information. In fact, I've opened up the records of the land of Roswell, New Mexico, which is another time for another story, as well as I asked if I could open up the records of the land of the White House and was told flat out no. It was very interesting. I was absolutely told I could not open the records of the land. And I figured, well, you know, public property, can I get the permission to open up my, you know, I'm a taxpayer, so could I open up just the land, not the goings-on in the White House? That was not what I was asking. I was asking if I could open up the land, the information of the land, and I was told no, and so I did not. Because it's an integrity-filled work, so if you open up your own records and you ask the record keepers for permission for something and they say no, I've learned to abide by it. I certainly have learned to abide by it. But Roswell, New Mexico is another fun story. It's a whole different time. Maybe I'll make a whole Roswell program about the Akashic Records. That ought to be very interesting. So if you have interest in that, let me know. The more people who tell me what they'd like to hear on the radio, I'd really love to get some feedback of the kinds of themes that you folks would like to hear. Like, what would you like to know more about when it comes to the records? Or what types of information would you like to know that would best serve you from the Akashic Records? It's those kinds of questions that I would very much like to answer. In fact, I hope you folks tune in tonight. For the Akashic Wisdom Show is going to be on at 8 o'clock Pacific time. It's going to be on, you go to the daily lineup and you'll see Akashic Wisdom. And that show has a pretty broad-based listening base, and we get a lot of folks calling in for questions. So if that's something that you would like to listen to, we usually get a nice discussion going on that program as well. So I would love to have you tune in to that show. And again, it's bbsradio.com, and you can tune in tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific, and it would be 11 o'clock here in Cleveland when I do that show. So that would be an interesting thing. We had some really good discussions last week, and it was a lot of fun to do. So I would love to have you tune in and listen to what we had to say then. It's getting close to close time, so if there's any other questions, please email them out. I really appreciate those people who have emailed me questions up to this point. And clearly, do call. Do email me in the future if you would like more information on the Akashic Records. Go to my website at akashicwisdom.com. Call me privately at 216-691-1233. Or again, if you're in the Seattle area and would like a private consultation, I will be offering consultations during the day on the 6th and 7th of June, which is this coming Wednesday and Thursday, and the workshop is the evening of the 6th and 7th. So if you're in the area and want to know more about the Akashic Records, would love to be able to teach you, or if you have any friends. It's a very special price for that workshop. It's only $252. It's normally more than that. It's normally $378, and so I would love to be able to tell you more about that. Okay, so we are now, I think, almost done, and I just want to say thank you again for all those folks who are listening. Please tune in again tonight at 8 o'clock for Akashic Wisdom, the daily lineup. All right, folks, I'm going to be out of here. We are at now 9:24. We usually leave off at 5 minutes before the hour, and that's what I'm about to do. So I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to speaking with you later. Please tune in, and again, send me your suggestions for the shows, and your questions. Keep those questions coming in. All right, this is Donna Fox. I'm going to close the records for this evening for Ask the Akasha, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that those who are listening, may their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records for this particular Ask the Akasha show on June 3rd, 2007 are now closed. Blessings to you all. Look forward to hearing from you later. Bye. Donna Fox out.